Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin.
Calmness comes from not taking things so personally. Not taking things so personally. How critical is this, guys? We have become a Twitter nation. You know, we've become a culture that completely takes things super personal, escalates them into, you know, very aggressive language, high levels of accusation and assumptions. We just immediately go from, you know, a simple incident igniting a fury of cancellation and aggravation. And I really believe it's because you, if you are consuming a lot of social media, are being conditioned how many times per day? Every time you do this. Every time you do this on social media, every single scroll, every single swipe is a judgment. Your brain is being taught, okay, is this relevant or not? Judgment. Do I like it or not? Like literally, do I press like it or not? Judgment. Is it worth actually giving this a heart? Judgment. Every single swipe, every single scroll is an automatic training of the brain to be judgmental. Why do we have a culture that takes things more personally and is more judgmental against other people? Because our culture has been trained by the tens of millions of times that we have swiped and scrolled through things to either hit that like or love button or not. And it has created a speed of judgment in our lives against others and about how we perceive ourselves. And so we have a culture that now takes things, everything is so personal because everything is judged at a heightened degree, binary, good or bad, like or dislike. And it's poisonous. It's killing us. And so I think it's really important. What do you tend to get triggered by? What causes you stress or anxiety? And if you could look at it, a lot of it is what you feel are personal attacks, where suddenly you feel very defensive. And that defensiveness leads to stress and anxiousness because you feel like you have to defend yourself against other people. Maybe your husband says some accusation, or maybe someone says something on social media and you're like, was that a dig at me? And all of a sudden it's like, was that against me? And a lot of people all day long, they're carrying that. They're defensive all day long. And that's why they're stressed. Right? Imagine if a warrior is standing at the gates of the palace and every person that walks by, they see as an immediate stressor, as an immediate threat. They're keyed up all day. They're stressed. They're anxious all day. Right? Acid is just churning in their stomach. These thoughts of what if these horrible things happen in their brain. That's what it feels like for many people as they go throughout the day because they're so worried that their personal feelings are going to get hurt, or that their personal reputation is going to be destroyed, or that they're having to be in a place of defense. And by the way, I don't play light about that. Some people really are. They have a very toxic person in their life, though I don't like to use the word toxic. I like to usually talk about this person has a set of behaviors that make you feel a certain way. And those set of behaviors, sometimes we don't want to be around them anymore. We have to minimize ourselves in being around them. But almost everybody I know takes things too personally. They get so worked up. Everything is an affront against them. Oh, you criticize my work? Well, your work sucks. You know? Oh, are you saying I didn't get that exactly right? Well, you don't understand. I have 5,000 other things going on. And defensive people tend to be weak people. And I don't mean that weak mentally. I don't mean that weak in terms of an awful judgment. I mean, they feel that way. the higher level of defense you feel, the more threatened you feel, the more you start to feel like you're losing control and strength because it's sapping you. The more you feel personally offended by things, the more sapped of energy you become. And I think this is so important. If you take personal offense to everything, if you're so precious with feedback, where every piece of feedback you get all worked up about and upset about, and or everything your friend says about your house or your clothes or your hair or your makeup or your weight or your kids, instead of judging so fast about what someone said about you and how you're going to feel about it, I would love for you to lengthen the timeline of judgment.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
If I feel slighted by something, or I feel angry about something someone said, I'll go, huh, I'm curious about that. I don't know how I feel about that. Let me sit with that for a while. I'll see how I feel tomorrow. And you know what? When you say, I'll see how I feel tomorrow, you're rarely as offended by the thing. Because tomorrow you look at it again, you're like, oh, I think I was reading into that. Oh, I felt this way yesterday, but now I'm looking at it. Maybe they didn't mean that. Maybe I should give the benefit of doubt. Maybe I should explore this. And that immediately changes that anxious, stressful, freaked out state that comes from taking things so personally. Listen, I'm not a Zen Buddha. You know, things can get me worked up, no problem. Definitely, I still work on that. My entire life, the most common recurring monthly goal of my life in my personal development has been patience. And I'm still teaching myself patience because I can still get worked up about things. Mostly I get worked up about things when others are involved, not against me, but I feel like I got to fight for others. I'm that person. Like I got to fight for other people. But I want to share with you a simple idea that if you keep letting yourself get so offended by things all the time, we've got to lengthen that space between stimulus and response. So could you give yourself a favor? I'm not sure how I feel about that. Let me revisit that tomorrow. If you can just write that down, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Let me revisit that tomorrow. That's compartmentalizing a little bit, putting it over here. It's scheduling it. I'll deal with it tomorrow. It's negating emotions or feelings. It's just saying, you know what? I'm uncertain. It's not applying a label or a judgment so quickly, because I believe when you judge less, you feel happier. And so I just want to elongate the time we're all judging one another. If we can do that, I promise we'll feel better. It's one reason I just feel I'm a happy dude. I don't feel like anyone's out there attacking me. And if they do, I look at it, I'm like, huh, maybe there's some truth to that. Maybe there's some feedback there. Or maybe that's irrelevant completely. I'm good. I move on to the next day. People say stuff all over the internet about me and people I love and I care for all the time. I don't get hooked by it. I just go, huh. Okay, that's where that person is today. That's what the person believes or thinks because they have limited information. That's where that person is at this stage of their life. You know, they're in a bad place that they would attack other people without knowing something. Okay, that's about them, not about me. And I don't need to be someone driven by childlike ego tendencies. I don't want to. Aren't you so tired of being personally offended all the time? And once you can rid yourself of that personal offense mechanism, you'll notice overall in your life, stress just decreases. You're like, oh, I'm actually not that warrior at the gate in threat all the time from other people. I don't have to defend myself all the time. As soon as you get in that place, mentally, things change.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503
212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.